KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. A slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Atlantic and a woman from Greenfield were arrested on separate drug charges over the past few days. 26-year-old Marshall Brandon Fisher of Atlantic was arrested just before 5 a.m. Friday in Greenfield on charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia for a pipe allegedly used to smoke meth, possession of a controlled substance second offense, methamphetamine, and driving while barred. Fisher, who had a previous conviction on a meth charge in 2014 in Cass County, was being held in the Adair County Jail on $2,000 bond. And around 3:40 p.m. last Thursday, 48-year-old Christina Marie Maracal of Greenfield was arrested on charges that include possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine third or subsequent offense, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, a prescription drug violation, and theft in the third degree for allegedly taking property valued at more than $500 but less than $1,000. Maracal was released from the Adair County Jail Friday evening on $5,000 bond. A man from Creston was arrested early Sunday morning on drug charges. The Creston PD said 26-year-old Kyle Dwayne Hoadley was taken into custody in the 100 block of North Spruce Street. Hoadley faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And a Creston woman reported to police Sunday that sometime between June 14th and 21st, someone took a spare key and wallet from her apartment located in the 600 block of Grand Avenue in Creston. Elsewhere in the news, Ohio Governor John Kasich is hitting the road again this week. The Ohio governor will be making his first trip to Iowa since he began exploring whether to enter the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Kasich has yet to officially announce his decision on the 2016 presidential race. He recently was in South Carolina, Michigan, and New Hampshire. His trip to Iowa this Wednesday will have him making several stops, including in Des Moines and Council Bluffs. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says last week's shooting in South Carolina church were evil.
A sick and deranged man went and prayed for an hour with the congregants in an historically black church, and then, for reasons that we don't fully understand, murdered nine innocent souls.
But Cruz says Democrats are trying to use the situation to divide people and gain partisan advantage.
It's sad to see the Democrats take a horrific crime and try to use it as an excuse not to go after people with serious mental illness or people who are repeat felons or criminals, but rather try to use it as an excuse to take away the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. Those are altogether different issues, and we need to focus on protecting our Bill of Rights and also on keeping everyone safe.
In response to the shooting deaths in Charleston, both Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley have called for advancing gun control measures. Cruz, who is a first-term senator from Texas, made an appearance at an indoor shooting range in suburban Des Moines on Saturday. He told reporters the constitutional right to keep and bear arms is unconnected to the evil hate crime in South Carolina. Cruz had to cancel an event in Council Bluffs when his flight to Omaha was canceled on Friday, but he met with more than 70 people at a town hall meeting in Red Oak Friday afternoon. Cruz told reporters he'll visit each of Iowa's 99 counties to make his case.
If presidential races began in big states, if they began in California or New York, they'd be decided by a bunch of slick Hollywood TV ads, and whoever could come up with the best ads might win. The great thing about starting in the state of Iowa is everyone here understands the rest of the country is trusting the men and women of Iowa to look us in the eyes and to make a determination who's telling the truth and who's blowing smoke.
Cruz plans to return to Iowa next weekend. Madison County Republicans have announced a roundup dinner with Donald Trump will be held this Saturday evening in Winterset. The event features the Republican presidential candidate and Iowa U.S. Republican Congressman David Young. It will be held from 5 until 8:30 p.m. with a social reception at the John Wayne Birthplace Museum, before ending with a smoked barbecue dinner at the Winterset High School, where Trump will address the crowd. Seating for the event is limited. For more information or to reserve your seat, call 515-991-6905. The next in a series of Healthy You programs sponsored by Cass County Health Systems will take place this Thursday, June 25th, beginning at noon, in Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The guest speaker is Dr. Elaine Berry, who will address the topic end-of-life care. End-of-life care is a difficult topic, but knowing your loved one's wishes or having your own wishes known can make this time easier to navigate for all. Dr. Berry will discuss the issues involved and answer questions. She joined the Atlantic Medical Center in 1988, where she provides the full spectrum of family medical care. She served as medical director of Cass County Hospice since 1990, and in 2008, Berry became the only certified hospice and palliative care physician in Southwest Iowa. Dr. Berry also serves as medical director of the Cass County Emergency Services and is the Cass County Medical Examiner. Healthy You is a free educational series that focuses on a different health topic each month. Medical professionals present an educational program and attendees receive a healthy sack lunch to enjoy during the program. Future topics will include dementia, joint health, and diabetes. For more information or to make a reservation for this Thursday's Healthy You program, call 712-243-7479. Well, Union Pacific is turning to the social media to help keep people off of railroad tracks. The railroad in Omaha unveiled a new campaign last week about the dangers of railroad tracks. A short animated video is designed to persuade photographers and high school seniors to refrain from taking pictures on or near train tracks. The video shows a high school senior posing in the middle of a highway before getting hit by a truck. The videos are designed to be easily shared on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and other social media sites. Federal statistics show that more than 500 people were killed nationwide last year while walking or standing on railroad property. A state board has given preliminary approval for $8 million in tax credits for a downtown Sioux City hotel and a series of big-ticket projects. The Sioux City Journal reports that the Iowa Economic Development Authority's board approval Friday was less than the $14 million the city leaders had requested. Mayor Bob Scott said Sioux City officials will simply go back to the drawing board to modify the plans. Those plans include an upscale hotel with at least 150 rooms adjacent to the city-owned Sioux City Convention Center. Officials also still have hopes of building an Ag Expo and Learning Center and a hotel and redevelop a group of 1910-era industrial buildings in the city. Restaurants are struggling to deal with higher egg prices and an inability to get enough eggs in the midst of a shortage brought about by a bird flu virus that has wiped out millions of chickens on commercial farms. Some owners are looking at passing the costs along to egg-eating customers, while others have taken especially eggy dishes off the menu. An Omaha breakfast and lunch eatery owner says his supplier's inventory has dwindled because of demand and production is down because of federal testing. The owner of a Des Moines cafe said the rise in prices is costing him about $400 to $500 a week. Egg prices began falling last week, but officials say it could take up to 2 years to return to normal production. And the governor has requested a presidential disaster declaration for four counties hit by the avian flu. Requesting federal disaster assistance is not new for Iowa when it comes to things like flooding and severe weather. But Patrick Hall with the State Emergency Management Division says this request is very rare.
It's only happened one other time in FEMA's history, and that was the California freeze in 2007.
California at that time was given federal support for all those who lost jobs when the orange crop froze. Hall says Iowa is looking for the same things, as the federal disaster declaration would make the state eligible for several programs.
Disaster unemployment assistance, crisis counseling, disaster case management, and disaster legal services. And the indicator here is, as everyone's aware, we've had approximately over 33 million birds that have been that will be put down as a result of the avian flu, and it'll have a dramatic impact on disaster on unemployment.
The federal aid would help those in Iowa who are out of work with the turkey and poultry facilities shut down.
What disaster unemployment assistance will do, it will turn on a program for individuals who are self-employed or employed that have not paid in directly to the state unemployment program. So it's helping that sector of the individuals.
Current numbers show the bird flu disaster has put some 500 people out of work. Hall says that number is expected to dramatically increase.
By August, the projections utilizing how many the producers are impacted by this event, we're looking for roughly around 1,500 potential people unemployed by this event. And that does not include the individuals that have not paid in to the unemployment assistance program.
Hall says those who have lost their jobs can do one thing to be ready if the federal assistance is granted.
Go to apply for unemployment assistance, even though they have not paid into the unemployment state unemployment programs, it would get their name on the in the database for them to start tracking.
The governor has asked that Buena Vista, Sioux, Webster, and Wright counties be given the federal disaster declaration. Hall says there's no way to know how soon the state might hear a decision from the federal officials on that designation. All members of the Iowa congressional delegation sent a letter to President Obama lending their support to the governor's request. The news was brought to you by The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.